Recording in progress.
Who wants to kick this off? Tom.
That'd mean a pretty big win for you guys today. First win of the month. You get the gritty clean sheet victory. You get some room from Shola. First thoughts coming out of the game.
Yeah. We're happy. We're happy because at last we achieved victory. It was a difficult run for us, trying to win games and not being able to convert. It was, and now Shola again, right? Shola again helps us to win the game. Everybody did a good job. Everybody did a good understanding of what we needed to do with one more man in the pitch. Of course, a team that has one less man is going to try to protect and try to defend their goal and then play with counterattacks that were not effective for them, of course. And then from there, we did our job. We maintained the possession of the ball. We maintained the clarity in our passes. Yeah, of course, sometimes we can say, yeah, we didn't shoot too much. We didn't have too much crosses. Well, the spaces were narrow. The spaces were very narrow. We needed to wait for the moment. You know, the rules in football is not to score a lot of goals. It's only to win the game, right? Yeah. And of course, the rules in football it's not like basketball that you have a timer in order to score. You can manage the ball in many, many ways, and you can be patient. And of course, that is not very visible. It's not very nice because you want goals, but these kind of games are tough, and we needed the win, we needed the victory, and we achieved it.
Carlos Gonzalez, the Ottawa coach, came in here, and he said,
who?
Just Carlos Gonzalez.
Oh, that's the name. Coach. I didn't know his name. Yeah.
He came in here, and despite you now beating Ottawa three times, he said that York is probably the weakest team in the playoffs, in his opinion, and that they don't have so many tools, and he said you guys don't really propose a very good game or style. So I'm just wondering if you had any thoughts on or come back to Carlos.
I'm an elegant, professional, mature. I have 250 games in first division all over the world. I'm not gonna get into this conversation with what's the name?
Carlos,
because I don't know his view about the situation. He has all the right to say about our team. I think 7-2 is the three games we beat them this season. 7-2 is the score, the global score. So imagine if we were not weak. But my father taught me that the opinions of others don't determine who we are and what we are. He has his opinion, and well, it's fine. I don't have an opinion. I really don't have an opinion of him or Ottawa. Ottawa is a great team, you know. They have great players. They have great players. Maybe their weak side is in another place, right? So that's about it. I don't really care what he says about our team. He must concentrate on his team.
Mr. Benjamin, it seems so long before we ended up tasting and looking at wing. How proud are you from the guys today?
Look, I was excited today. I was a little bit nervous, have to be honest, because we knew that the red card was could be in our benefit to have one more man in the pitch and due to some overloads and have the possession. But I knew also in my experience that teams that are playing with one less man are more difficult sometimes because they are more focused, they are more organized. So we just needed to have patience. But I am very proud of the will of the players to do the things that tactically they were instructed to do. The game plan was sharp and spot on what we needed. We just needed to create the situations, and there was going to be one or two in the game, and we converted the one we had.
The team played way better with Leon and Higgins at the back. Is any comments that you want to add with Botello in the second half, or is no comment?
No. The team played a little bit different, not better. Because with Forge, Elijah, and Baldi in the center back, they did very well. But of course, they are not center backs naturally, right? So Osvaldo was rested, Niall was recovered, so they did a great job defending. They are very, very strong. And the thing with Orlando was that he had a yellow card from the beginning, and we couldn't afford to lose him. So in sort of some moments, I saw a little bit of unfocused actions right there and tackles. So I was telling him to stay calm and try to help the team in the emotions and the mind. But he's a very good player. For me, he has improved a lot. He has been a player that gives us a lot in attack and gives us a lot in defense. He's strong. So at this point of view and at this point of the moment, I think he's in the best shape.
Thank you. Question for me.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A home playoff game has never been secured in the history of the club. Without a win, 39 points is a club record for a regular season, but there's still 2 games left. So, in terms of your journey so far in this team and this league, I'm sure you think that there's a lot of stuff ahead, but will you take some time to recognize how far you've come in such a short distance?
There was a comment that I did last interview that we were a small team with big dreams. They told me that York isn't a small team, but I am referring. I was referring at the a small time that we've been here and the small time that the owners have been here. It's like a baby that it's just born. Needs to be taken care of, needs to watch the steps. So we are growing into walking and then running. That's what I meant, is as an analogy of a small team with big dreams, right? But my players are warriors, you know. They manage to know that they are fighters, that they are committed, that they are in the path of provoking different things, and I said one thing when I got here that I didn't come here to win. I come here to bring York to another level. So these numbers that you tell me for us is they are very, very much significant, because we slowly, step by step, are breaking some records from before. And that is history. So we want to maintain and grow slowly, steps, strong steps, with a structure, with infrastructure, with process, with protocols. And of course, this takes time. And we're gonna have our setbacks, and we're gonna have our games that we lose, and we're gonna have our process that is a little bit slower than others. But these numbers is facts that don't lie. That we are improving and that we are doing things in a proper way. Can we do more? We will see in the playoffs if we have the tools to do more in the playoffs. That is a different story. It's one game. In one game, anything can happen. So I am a believer on my players. I'm a believer in Pascal Brothers, and I'm a believer of Benjamin Mora as a person and as a coach. So. Congratulations to all the fans of York United, to you guys that have been working a lot in this process, and of course to the players that have made history today.
You talk about belief. A couple of the games and performances that stand out for me are Valor away, a 1-0 win, kind of backs against the wall, you get one chance and you take it. Yeah. Calgary away, very tight against a very good, solid team, and tonight where you have to grind and figure out a way of winning. For you, in terms of your belief, your motivations, how impressive is it that these players are finding ways of winning those times?
We work a lot, Owen. We work a lot. There's no talent here. This is hard work. Talent doesn't exist. Motivation doesn't exist. In this moment, it's only hard work and discipline. dedication, and of course being humble that we are we aspire to be champions. We're not real contenders from the beginning, okay? We aspire to get to the spot in to be able to fight, and we are fighting very good. We have been having good results versus Ottawa, first place. Of course, versus Calgary, versus Forge, we did a good game away in my era. So we're going to do our best. We're going to do what we have. We're going to give, we're going to leave everything in the table, whatever we have. We didn't have Juan today. We didn't have Mo today. We didn't have Noah from the start that have been starting players. We didn't have Kembo that he came here as a reinforcement of a player. We couldn't have him. So we've been turning around the team in many, many ways. Baldy now is a very important for us. So Dennis came on, and he is progressing. So we're trying our best with all the tools, but it's hard work, Owen. It's not magic. It's not something luck. It's not. It's hard work, and it's discipline, and it's structure, infrastructure, process, and being able to come and do the job and do the work.
Brandon, we've been speaking about a lot of positives for the club tonight. Obviously, what Owen just mentioned about the club record in terms of points. As it feels like we're talking about every week now, show up with another amazing moment individually to have, you know, the IQ to read out the ball, the pass, and put it in the back of the net. And then, as you mentioned, getting Denis Ivanovic back in the club, or back on the pitch, rather, from his injury. Just maybe wondering what impact a return like that can be for someone who maybe hasn't been available for your entire tenure here. Is it, you know, is it like a new player?
We're having players that are having a second air, you know. I don't know how you can say it in English, but it's like they're being reborn, right? And in these moments that are very important for York. So for Shola is an amazing boy. He's gonna be. I told you guys he's gonna improve and he's gonna be improving. But the thing is, we cannot rely our points, our goals on Shola. He is only a player, a young player learning how to help the team, and he has been having good moments. We need to rely on the experienced players. We need to rely on the foreign players. We need to rely on the players that already have a lot of minutes. Marky is going to have more time very soon to help us. Trevine hasn't had a lot of minutes, and when he has, he does a job. So I think everyone from their role know what they can give to the team, and they put their talent and they put their execution on the service to the team. So we won today. It's a good night for York United. As I always say, tomorrow we will train again, recovery session, and we will just wait for Pacific on Thursday. We're going to try to do our best and try to close this last two games with very strong in order to be contenders, competitive, and of course, not the weak team of the playoffs.
Yeah. We got a
Well, just the last two games before the playoffs start, is there going to be any strategy or trying to bring more guys, give them more time on the field just to see how their injuries are getting through and to say decide on, you know, a different formation, different lineup?
Well, yeah, that's a good idea, you know. We've been thinking about that. It could be, but we want to be in better place in the table also. We want to try to fight for third place and try to fight for second place if the results are in our favor of the opponents and all this. Anything can happen. So as higher as we get in the table, the better for us, and that we have a slightly more advantages in the playoffs. So we're looking for the second objective. That is that the first one was to clinch the playoff. The second one was to beat this team for the third time, and of course now the fourth one is to climb in the table as much as we can and consolidate our confidence in order to get to the playoffs and fight very well.
Yeah, you said, sorry, Joseph, I got the Zoom. We just have one Zoom free minute.
Tom, over to you.
Hi, coach, congratulations on the win. Welcome here from the Canadian Premier League. From the very beginning, it seemed like Atletico Ottawa were keen to physically destabilize your team. You know, lots of physical fouls, lots of contact in the early stages, especially when Twardek hit Botello out on the flank, and then, of course, the red card, 5 minutes later. Do you think their plan was to destabilize your team by being more physical on the pitch, intimidating you?
Well, that question is strange because they were supposed to be Super Ottawa, right? That was their name, right?
Super Team.
Super Team, no? What is it? Super, like Super Team in the beginning. So a Super Team doesn't do that. A Super Team plays football. So now I don't know. That might be a resource. But yeah, they were making some time and they were trying to adjust to their probabilities with one less man. And they were talking in the pitch. I saw them talking on the pitch with the players. But that's a normal thing in football. There are competitors. They are player versus player, one and one, the duels. It's a normal thing. But I don't really know what they tried to do. I didn't see a straight pattern of what they wanted to do. I was focusing in York United. So, we were doing our thing, yeah.
Okay. And the Canadian Premier League is very committed towards developing youth players. Obviously, Shola Jimo at York United. You have Max Harms, you have James Cameron, a lot of other quality players. How committed are you to continue to develop good players at youth level for Canada and for other teams?
100%. I have a commitment because I have in my DNA something that is called giving my resources, my knowledge, my learnings along the way, my experiences. So of course, if I can touch players in their minds, in their emotions, and of course in their game play, in their style, in their play, in their development of their capacities, I will do it 100%. And of course, we will. This is part of the project, and this is part of the objectives of this club.
Okay, thanks, coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Gonzalo. ¿Querías una, hermano?
Mr. Benjamin, some of the players are telling me that you have good wrestling skills. Are you going to implement that into the...
No. I am a wrestler of life. I wrestle with situations. I wrestle with the challenges of life. And I have enough at home to wrestle. So, no, I'm okay like this. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. See you guys. Congrats.
Make sure to post that.
I will.
And make it viral.
Everything from here is downhill.